This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm driving in today.
Yeah?
And Chucky coming up at 1. Driving in today.
Huh?
And you know the van died, so that's,
sorry,
that's been gone.
Can we get a sigh for
the van,
that's truly...
The van
every
did,
time we talk about the van...
It's all right.
It brings out a lot of emotion, feelings for me.
It's all right. The van did this, but the car I'm driving now does it even more.
And what is that, Jeff?
Anybody else have this issue? I think it's a brilliant move, I think, on the part of automakers, but... The car I'm driving now, you fill it up with gas, and it gets great mileage. It gets great mileage. And the little thing says, you know, hey, you've got, you know, 400 miles to empty. You got...
That would be called the gas gauge, yes.
You've got 300, but, it, you know, it gives you the information.
It's electronic now. Electronic,
yeah.
Gas gauge, yeah.
And then it says, you know, you got 250 miles. And I'm looking, I still got 3/4 of a tank.
Yeah.
I got 250 miles to go still. This is great.
Feeling good.
I get down to about half, and it says, you still got 200 miles to go. That's awesome.
Driving to Erie and back.
I'm getting, this is unbelievable. And then all of a sudden, it's like you drive down the street, and it says, 4 miles to empty. And the needle drops like crazy. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
Once you get down a little bit past half full, man, that thing just is like, it just sucks up the gas. So, you know, it's got to be in your mind. It's like, man, my tank has been on full forever. This is great.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're not.
So what's going on here?
It wouldn't have the same mental perception if it quickly drained down to half and then it took forever to go from half to a quarter, would it? It wouldn't for me. I love seeing that needle up there at about 3/4.
Is there a sweeter feeling than looking at that gauge and it says you have over 400 miles in gas?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Miles to go.
That's why they do that.
Yeah.
But for instance, today, I drove into work and I needed to get a little gas. I thought I should get gas sometime today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometime today, because it said I had 87 miles to empty. Well, I don't drive 87 miles to and from work.
And I need to ask you guys both a question about this. What is the optimum miles to go before you have to get gas?
Well, let me finish my story.
Okay,
and we'll get into that.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I'll steer us back onto the track.
Oh, because this isn't the same conversation.
Well, let me finish this thought.
Go ahead, finish.
It said 87 miles to empty.
Yes.
Okay, I have about a 30-mile drive to work every day.
I think we need the music.
No, you don't need you don't need sappy music. It's not a sappy story.
It is kind of sappy.
No, it's not.
You're kind of sappy.
It said 87 miles. Pretty soon, I'm not even halfway to work, and it says I have 60 miles to empty.
Oh.
Well, I have only driven like 13 miles. What the heck happened to the rest of that gas?
What is going on?
That's not nice.
What a tragedy.
Well, it's no tragedy.
Oh.
But they're messing with my mind.
They are.
They're messing with my mind.
I love it.
Like, I didn't move further away from work. I don't know what you're doing to me.
I need the engineer that designed that to sit here for a few days. Just to mess with your mind a little bit.
Not a bad
more.
Idea, is it?
I'm down. You know, my nephew does that stuff.
designs cars?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Ding!
That's right.
Well, could he fix the gas problem for me?
Yeah.
Does he do interiors or what's he do?
He works on, the last big project he worked on was a hydraulic lift for the back of a pickup truck.
Very
nice. Cool. Yeah, designed it. Very cool.
Really?
Yeah.
He obviously can't be from your side of the family, can
my
he?
My brother's kid. Are you kidding? Not me. Although my kid, you know what? Thank God for my wife, because my kids are pretty smart. Oh.
Thank God for your wife.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, anytime we have a question about anything transportation.
Oh, for sure.
Robert in Brecksville in his Malibu with over 400,000 miles is the guy to go to.
Okay, so you want to drop that card. Do you want me to tell you what I'm at now? Or
yes.
When I get
yeah,
to
460.
I am at 447. I'll be at 450 by St. Patrick's.
That's outstanding.
Congratulations.
You're on your second engine, though, right?
No, I replaced the engine once.
That's what I said.
Almost everything under the hood has been replaced except for the AC compressor, which I'm doing at the end of this month.
You must love that car.
The starter's still factory.
All right, go ahead.
So I had the same problem with my fuel level sensor, my fuel tank. I've since had it replaced, but what I did is, because I know how the volume of the fuel tank, and I just sort of set my trip history and just paid attention to it that way, but the fuel gauge would dance around all over the place like, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters. I just got tired of dealing with it. So I still have a bit of a problem with it now, but it's consistent to where I can still look at it and predict it. But again, I got a 13-gallon tank. I usually push it to about 11 and changes based off of how many miles I drive relative to my average fuel economy, and I just deal with it that way.
All right, so 11 right. miles to go. That's when you get gas?
When I've gone through about 11 gallons based off of my trip from when I fill up. Every time I fill up, I reset the trip history.
Yes.
And then it also displays my total miles driven against my fuel economy. Right now, since I last filled up, I'm at 33.2 per gallon. So once I get to about 330 gallons, 330 miles.
Oh, my God. Robert, way too much work. This is way too much
work. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
You're always getting confused there.
Yeah, there's no math on this show. Man.
Chuck's in a car. So he has a point of view.
The only way you're going to know how much gas you actually have in the car is if you pull a Kramer. You got to go past zero. You got to see how far you can go below zero, because that number is misleading.
Come on, let's go, Mr. Kramer.
Chuck, how many miles will you try to get out of your car after zero?
I'm getting 24 presently.
After zero?
Have you gone down to 0 miles left?
Oh, and not on purpose. Oh, my gosh. I was going to board a flight, and I didn't realize that I was below zero because it was a new car, and I wasn't used to the new gas gauge.
Yeah,
Chuck, that was you, man.
A ride, boys.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much.
All right, so what is your ultimate miles to go before you get gas?
I usually, and I always have, even, you know, when I was in my teens, I would get gas about a quarter of a tank.
Mannequin, come on, man.
Oh, I go till the light comes on.
That's about a quarter of a tank, isn't it? Eighth of a tank?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but when the little light turns on, that's what I'm like.
All
right.
All I know is I can't stand getting in our other car that my wife drives all the time, and it says, you know, 14 miles to empty.
Oh,
thanks,
I respect
honey.
Your wife.
Thanks.
I have newfound respect.
I was going to say, lowest I think I ever got was like 9. I think 9 miles.
You've never hit zero before?
No, I've never hit zero.
Oh,
never.
And.
I don't want to push. I almost had to push once when I was in Canada, and I was like, we're not doing this.
Have you guys ever run out of gas?
Once, high school. It's the last time I ran out of gas, and I will ride that thing down to zero.
I never ran out of gas, but I was at a point in Canada where it was at zero, and we were having
in Canada?
We were having to drive up hills and then coast down hills.
Wow, man. You had to get to the gas station and get some liters put in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I ran out of gas once.
And?
I was on Quick Road in Peninsula. And? I don't even know how I did it.
There's not a lot of gas stations around there, are there?
No. Luckily, some folks I knew from high school actually came up behind me and gave me a ride.
Is there a gas station in Peninsula?
Downtown? There used to be.
Yeah, I don't.
Woodridge High School's on Quick Road. So.
Okay. So my favorite game to play there is to see who's sitting in the car with you, next to you.
And see watch. If they can walk.
Oh, no, watch them freak out. Just watch them freak out. Like, as I get closer to zero, they're like, hey, this is the worst. You know, you only have 50 miles worth of gas left there. Like, yeah? 50 miles. I'm driving to Columbus and back on 50 miles, man.
Dana, how regular is this during our conference calls? Hey, guys, I'll be right back. I got to get a splash and go.
Splash and go, yeah. Makes me feel like I'm a NASCAR driver.
I know. Splash and go.
Anthony, what about you? Where are you at? Please come through for me.
I just siphon gas out of other cars.
Oh, even me. I love this kid. So snarky.
Fearless Leader sent me a text.
So snarky. Yes.
Fearless Leader says letting gas get below a quarter of a tank is really bad for your car. It's hard on the fuel pump. Can overheat easily if not getting enough fuel, and you're out hundreds of dollars. This public service announcement from Fearless Leader.
I've never heard that before.
Is that why my car broke down in Delaware last year?
It's state or city?
The state of Delaware. I was 200 miles away from where I was going.
You know, one thing that is a problem, though, if with catalytic converters and stuff, found this out recently. If you let it get too low, it can mess things up a little bit.
I've never once thought about that. I'm normally a quarter of a tank guy, too. Like, if I say I'm a quarter of a tank, I'll get gas, but I don't sweat it. Like, I'm not freaking out.
Yeah, we know. Guys, I got to stop. I got to get a splash and go.
Just say, hey, guys, I'm doing a splash and go. Just chill. Just talk amongst yourself.
You don't say it like that.
Does he say it like that?
It occasionally gets a little panicky. It gets a little panicky.
If I'm on the freeway and I'm nowhere near a gas station, that kind of...
You know what I love? I love when you look down and you don't know you don't have gas, and then all of a sudden you realize you don't have gas when you're talking to us. It's one of my highlights of the week.
Our social media mentions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads on Twitter. Big Mike does here with a picture of his that says he is 10 miles to empty right now and is proud because he's gotten to...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
3 miles left a few times for the lowest that he's gotten.
That's beautiful. Steve is in Peninsula, where I once ran out of gas, the only time in my life, Steve.
Hey, that's why I called. I heard you say that. I'm literally on Quick Road right now.
Nice.
There is no gas station in Peninsula. There's nothing in Peninsula except Fisher's and Winky Lizard and...
There used to be one on the corner next to Fisher's.
Oh, there was one over there?
They would make that a general store, because if you need a gallon of milk, you got to drive halfway across town for a gallon of milk.
Hop on the train. The train's right there.
Steve, did you go to Woodridge?
I didn't, but if you remember, Jeff, I called a few months ago. My daughter is the dive team. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Wait, she alone is the diving team?
She's it.
She's the only one on the diving team? Wow.
She's actually the first and only that's ever been on the diving team. So she's breaking all the records.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. I bet she was the MVP this year, too.
So she was. Here's the deal. She's only been doing it for 5 months. She was in gymnastics before, but she qualified for districts and came in fourth in the Northeast District.
Yeah, baby. Bulldog pride right there, Steve.
Congratulations.
And then the state championship, she went and placed ninth in the state, only diving for 5 months.
That's a proud dad right there.
That is.
Woodridge High?
I'm excited. Woodridge High.
She's sitting right next to me listening in the car. So.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you, Steve.
Would it be a good bulldog?
Someone's got to pay for that really expensive scoreboard you guys have.
Thank you, Steve.
That does an excellent job with track.
Appreciate that.
It's one of my favorite scoreboards in Northeast Ohio.
That's wonderful.
Woodridge.
That's wonderful.
Congratulations to you and all of those that
came before
you.
The baseball field is right on the other side of that.
Oh, yes. You have to walk through it to get to the track.
When I played there, they used to park cars during football season on the baseball field. So you can imagine what that outfield and the infield, for that matter, look like come baseball season.
That'll work. That'll
work. It worked out really well.
All right, so we have a minute. Can I complain about one thing really quick?
Oh,
we have a minute. Is it me, or does it feel like we're changing our clocks too early? It's this weekend?
It does feel a little early.
It's Sunday, right? Sunday we go to daylight saving time.
Yep. Saturday night.
Am I nuts?
Spring forward. Lose that hour of sleep.
Yeah. That's weak. I like
the extra daylight.
All right, so if you had your druthers, would you rather be on our time we're on now or saving time?
I'm bad because I can't stand getting up when it's dark out. Sometimes
depressing.
We have to do that. And I forget when it is. It might be now when we spring forward. But I love having that extra hour of daylight at night during nice weather. During the winter, I don't care. Doesn't matter.
I
go inside and watch a basketball.
Are you in or out, Dan? Would you rather be daylight saving or would you rather be on the time we're on now?
I don't care. Just pick one and stick with it. I'm tired of moving clocks back and forth. Just pick one.
Yeah, and then trying to find the button in your car. If
that's
it doesn't automatically reset. I'm pro daylight saving time. I just want to stay. You know why? Because I like being out, staying late, like watching baseball game until, you know, kids can play till 8:30.
I love it when it's light outside at 9:30.
Yeah, and I think that was when I lived in Montana. It didn't get totally dark until midnight around, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's cool.
Totally dark, especially with the
that's
mountains
cool.
in the background. But during the winter, when it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's totally dark. You're like, this sucks.
When I lived in Texas, it didn't stay light all the time because we were closer to the equator.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.